A federal appeals court has ruled the Bureau of Land Management needs to reconsider how drilling permits could impact natural resources in the area around Chaco Culture National Historical Park in northwestern New Mexico. The decision from the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals comes in a case first filed in 2015. Pamela King is a reporter for ENE News, where she covers energy law. I spoke with her earlier and asked what exactly the court said.
So the 10th Circuit tossed the Bureau of Land Management's environmental review for a group of wells in that area. According to court documents, the exact number of wells at issue is unclear, but they're addressing a 2014 development scenario in which 4,000 new horizontally drilled and hydraulically fractured wells were anticipated.
So what did the court say was the problem with these projects?
The court said that BLM had relied on a 2003 environmental review, which actually predated the widespread use of horizontal drilling in that region. So the court asked the federal government to go back and take a second look at the environmental impacts from those wells.
So does that mean that any projects that would have to stop as a result of this ruling, they could be temporarily stopped or they could be permanently stopped based on what BLM finds?
That's my understanding. It's also possible that BLM could quickly conduct that analysis. My guess is that any quick analysis would probably be challenged again.
So what does the court want BLM to be looking at? What will these analyses be focused on?
The court will be looking for analysis of the use of horizontal drilling and hydraulic fracturing to develop these wells.
In doing some reading about this case, the phrase cumulative analysis kept popping up. What is the significance of that and what does it mean?
Right. The court wants to know what are the overall impacts of drilling a bunch of new wells in a given area. They don't want the government to just be looking at the impact of an individual well, particularly in cases involving horizontal drilling and hydraulic fracturing, which are technologies that have potential to bring a lot more wells to areas that might have previously been, where oil and gas resources might have previously been inaccessible, for example.
How significant could this ruling potentially be? I mean, for folks who are either concerned about the drilling or excited about the possibility of doing drilling here, how big of a deal could this be?
Well, again, in the court documents, it's acknowledged that the exact number of wells at issue here is unclear, but the ruling does hand back six environmental assessments to the Bureau of Land Management to check the environmental impacts of the wells, which are in and around a very culturally and historically sensitive area.
All right. That's Pamela King, a reporter for ENE News. Pamela, good to talk to you. Thank you.
Great to talk with you, too. Thank you.
Environmental groups generally have applauded the ruling. Kyle Tisdall is the Climate Energy Program Director at Western Environmental Law Center, which filed the lawsuit. He told me via Skype that the ruling could be very significant for the environment in the San Juan Basin.
The thing that we really took issue with was BLM's practice of approving these permits, these drilling permits, basically on a permit-by-permit basis or without ever considering the true magnitude of the cumulative impacts affecting people and the lands around where this drilling is taking place. So the court rejected that approach and sent the agency back to the drawing board and with instructions to do that type of robust cumulative analysis. So the decision is not only meaningful for the greater Chaco landscape, but is certainly applicable as precedent in other situations where the agency's cumulative analysis is lacking.
But energy companies are also calling the ruling a win. Kathleen Escama is president of Western Energy Alliance, which represents oil and natural gas producers in the West. She doesn't think the court's decision will do much to stop leasing and permitting in the area.
Whenever BLM or a government agency does environmental analysis under the National Environmental Protection Act, or NEPA, it is very easy to poke holes in that analysis. So you have environmental groups that routinely sue trying to find some technicality for BLM to go back and do more NEPA analysis. That is what occurred here. The good thing about this ruling is it largely affirmed the leasing and the permitting in that area. It only remanded a specific issue that BLM has to redo. So BLM can do that analysis, and that's what NEPA requires, that the analysis is done and that it is identified to the public.
It is unclear how long the BLM's review could take.